Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And our guest today is Joe Hamden from the Washington Soccer Federation. Yesterday we talked about Little League baseball and softball signups. Today we talk about soccer signups because, Joe, it's that time of year. You know, March 1st is tomorrow, and the spring and summer soccer season is ready to get in full gear, isn't it?
It sure is. We are currently underway in registration, and it will take place until March 9th. There will be a late fee after that between the week of March 10th through the 16th, followed by a coaches meeting. We have our first game set for April 14th, and then that'll run all the way until the championship game of May 26th.
Lots of action on the soccer fields. You know, I talked about this yesterday, too. Our sports complex, we've got the great baseball facilities, but what an excellent soccer facility we have down there, too. How many fields do you have on the soccer side now?
There's approximately 10 to 12 fields. We can also make more because of the room. We can shrink them or make them a little bit bigger. We did that last year to get more kids onto the field at the same time. So there's approximately 10 to 12 fields out there.
And what age group are we talking about here?
These ages go from 4 to 14. We bumped it up a little bit. And so the children must be 4 years old by January 1st of this year to play. But, yeah, we've got a U14 league, so if they are 14, they can still play.
Now, this is the rec soccer league we're talking about this morning. So all of these games are out at the sports complex, right?
That's correct, on Saturdays. And then sometimes we have a Tuesday or a Thursday game, but the majority of them are on Saturdays.
And same thing goes, as, again, what we said yesterday. If your son or daughter has never put their foot on a soccer ball, don't let that keep them from signing up this year, whatever age they may be, because it's a learning league, and everybody can jump in and join the sport at any time.
And they all get playing time, and it is time they could experience being a part of a team, finding new friends, and learning soccer. So, yeah, they'll adapt very easily.
And coaches, now listen, if you are a dad or mom out there and you would like to volunteer as a coach or concession stand workers, it takes an army to pull off a league like this, doesn't it, Joe?
And it's one nice thing that we do not have a fundraiser. We rely mostly on our fees and volunteer work with the concession stand. Therefore, we don't have to go out and do a fundraiser. So we do ask for, you know, concession workers. And then if people do want to coach, we're always looking for coaches because we have to make those calls towards the end of the when all the teams are made and we have to start begging for coaches. So if somebody really feels that they want to help out, it's not that difficult. And one thing I do want to mention that we're going to try this year is we may do a girls team and a boys team where the girls will play the girls and the boys will play the boys. We're trying to see if that works. Other cities do that and it's worked out well. Because we usually just do co-ed, mm-hmm. and that's what we've done in the past. And so we're thinking if we have enough people, we will do a girls' team and a boys' team. So that keep that in mind. And we would also like to add, when they do their registration, they could do it online at www.mywsf.org, or we have our Facebook page. That'll link you right on to our registration. And then we also have paper registrations located at Hibbets and the New End Zone. And you can actually save $5 by doing it online. We're trying to make everything a little bit more easier. And the other one, put on there if you would like your child moved up, because we see that a lot, where a lot of parents are tired of seeing their kids in the same age, you know, in the same group. They want to move them up.
Absolutely. And there are the different age groups, and that depends sometimes on the ability of the player and also on and when their birthday falls.
That's correct. And if they get tired, if they've seen them, you know, dominate in a certain age, and they're ready to see them get challenged more, we need to know that, because we don't, and then we'll get a phone call saying, hey, we'd like our child.
Sure.
Moved up, and it's so easy, but they just got to do it. They got to put it on there.
The website again is
www.mysf.org. So it's mywsf.org.
Mywsf.org. Very easy to use. And the cost is, once again, how much?
$50 paper registration, $45 online registration. After March 10th, it will be a late fee of $15. So you want to get those in. I mean, we're still looking at a couple weeks, but you want to try to get those in to save some money.
And again, get signed up now. But we stressed this yesterday, too. Don't let that fee keep you from playing, because there's scholarship opportunities, and we want everybody on the field, right?
Definitely, there is.
All right, Joe Hamden, great information again. www.mywsf.org. Sign up now for the upcoming Rec League and soccer and the Washington Soccer Federation. Practices will begin here in just a few weeks, and the games will start off when?
April 14th will be the first set of games.
It'll be here before you know it. Well, Joe, thanks again for coming in. We appreciate your time on Take 5 this morning.
Thanks for having me.